Well, I intend to spend a great deal of the day today listening to the nationally syndicated talk radio, which, of course, is the right wing, and listening closely for their apologies and or backing down from the last several days in which they have been gleefully dancing on the head of the war drums about having found the famous weapons of mass destruction that we went to war over. Now comes almost everybody of any significant authority or expertise who says the same thing. Hey, man, these are leftover munitions from the Iran-Iraq War of the 1980s. I think it went on, in fact, from 78 to 80 or something like that. 10 years of vicious war. And the munitions that were discovered, and to the glee of Senator Santorum from Pennsylvania, were buried up by the Iranian border in what had been, you know, areas where the conflict was expected to go in those days prior to 1988. Really? But for the purposes of politics, these are the weapons of mass destruction, and therefore our war in Iraq is entirely justified, and it was all true. Well, it's a little selective in the memory, man. I don't remember Condi Rice standing up and saying, we can't wait for a smoking gun if it turns out to be a canister of mustard gas. She was talking atomic weapons, real weapons of mass destruction. But that's the past, and to be a Republican these days means you have to largely ignore the past. And so we now have the right-wing media mob all claiming final justification for our invasion based on these obsolete, degraded artillery rounds for use in a war that preceded the war that preceded the war we're currently stuck in. But I doubt very much that I will hear anybody apologizing for having misinterpreted the information. Senator Santorum, who is arguably one of the dullest pencils in the box. You remember him in the Terry Schiavo case, for instance, as one of the leading proponents of calling Congress into special session and bringing the president back from Texas. All of that kind of stuff. Santorum thinks of himself as presidential timber in 08, which is ridiculous to a point of absurdity. He actually has to run, as does Hillary Clinton, he has to run for re-election this year, and right now he's 18 points down and sinking in that issue in Pennsylvania. So he's desperate and throwing a Hail Mary at the last minute to try and come up with something to stand on. The rest of the Republican Party, who are marching in lockstep behind most of what the president has to say these days, seems even they are a little bit suspicious of Santorum and his cohorts. So anybody that you hear arguing that we finally found those weapons of mass destruction, you can point out to them that, like so much else of the Republican Party line, it turned out to be all shuck and jive. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio. None of the foregoing commentaries and opinions have in any way reflected reality as perceived by this station, its management, owners, sponsors, or staff, but are solely the responsibility of myself and Cabal News Services.
The U.S. Army can't find any weapons of mass destruction, but maybe you can. Play Weapons of Mass Destruction, the new scratch-off game from the Washington, D.C. Lotto. Follow the hidden clues from faulty CIA intelligence and scratch off to win when you match nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons with their appropriate airborne delivery systems. If you find a winning match, you could take home our grand prize jackpot. You won't be investigated or impeached by vindictive congressional Democrats out for blood in an election year. You could even win the chance to play Weapons of Mass mass destruction in Iran, Syria, North Korea, or France. And don't forget our other fun scratch-off games. Osama Bin Millions, Desert Wildcat, Halliburton Honeypot. Play Weapons of Mass Destruction. You could save the day and save your...